Well,
talk about the other little things.
Barefoot. A child was just learning to dress himself. The mother brings in the clothes and tells him, here.
Brings in the clothes and want to get ready to put them on.
Yeah, here, what, your clothes, here?
Yeah, your clothes to put on, brought to you, like that.
And say if you were taking a child to the dentist and he was scared, the dentist might say, well, you don't need to be scared,
I'll take care of you.
Yeah, I what, gonna hurt you?
Nothing gonna hurt you.
Okay.
The dentist won't hurt you.
Did you ever say, I ain't gonna hurt you?
I ain't gonna hurt you. Let me see. I just say that. He's not gonna hurt you, so.
Uh-huh. Do you ever use the word ain't?
Uh-huh.
Do you ever use the word ain't?
Ain't. I might have.
And say if I ask you, was that you I saw in town yesterday? You might say, no, it
might have been my sister, my daughter.
Uh-huh. But it
might have been my sister.
Uh-huh. But I didn't go into town, so.
Oh, I didn't go into town yesterday. I went in town. It's Monday and Tuesday.
Uh-huh. So you'd say it. What me you saw it?
Who I saw?
Uh-huh. Well, no. Say if I ask you, was that you I saw yesterday? You might say no. It was.
No. So you just say yes, it was, or something.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And if a woman wants to buy a dress of a certain color, she take along a little square of cloth to use as a.
To see if the dress looks just like it.
Uh-huh.
And it be it, then I would get it out.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And say if you go into a store and maybe they have a new kind of cheese and they want you to try it. They might offer you a free...
A cheese?
Uh-huh.
Like American cheese.
They'd want you to taste it. They'd offer you a free...
A gift?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And something that a woman wears over her dress in the kitchen.
A apron?
And to sign your name in ink, you'd use a...
Huh?
To sign your name in ink.
Ink?
You'd use
a pen?
And to hold a baby's diaper in place, you'd use a...
Hold a baby diaper in my hand.
Or to fasten it together.
Or fasten it with my safety pin.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And you say a dime is worth...
A dime is worth a dollar.
Or
a nickel.
Or 10.
Or 10 cents.
And what would a man wear to church on Sunday?
Oh, he wear a suit.
Uh-huh.
And pants and shirt, necktie.
And if he just bought it, it would be a brand?
Brand new.
Huh?
A brand new suit.
Okay. What were the parts of a three-piece suit they used to wear?
It used to be a coat and a vest.
Uh-huh.
And a pants. That would be the next three, wouldn't it?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. Do you remember any other names for pants?
Pants,
mm-hmm.
Dungarees,
okay,
and overhauls, and overhauls and dungarees and corduroy pants.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm. And say if you went outside without your coat and you were getting cold and you wanted it,
mm-hmm.
You'd tell someone. Would you run inside the house and?
I'll tell them to bring it to me.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So you say
I can put it on.
Uh huh.
Uh huh.
So he went inside and he...
He went and got it for me and brought it to me.
Okay. And he'd say, here, I have...
Your coat.
I have what, your coat?
But, huh?
I have
got your coat.
Okay. And you'd say, that coat won't fit this year, but last year it...
It did.
Uh-huh.